with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Ticketmaster and Live Nation lose their antitrust trial in New York.
The jury in New York deciding Wednesday on claims from dozens of states that the entertainment ticketing giant was a monopoly that cost concertgoers and sports fans. Live Nation Entertainment owns, operates, controls bookings for, or has an equity interest in hundreds of venues. Its subsidiary, Ticketmaster, is widely considered to be the world's largest ticket seller for live events. The civil case, initially led by the federal government, accused Live Nation of using its reach to smother competition. Julie Walker, New York.
The Trump administration is touting bigger tax refunds for American families and small businesses. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
It has been a fantastic tax season.
In a Tax Day White House appearance, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the IRS has smoothly handled tax returns this season, and Americans have benefited from President Trump's tax policies.
The president has delivered the record refunds to the American people.
Last year, the president signed into law a bill that included no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, and other provisions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump's budget director is telling Congress that it'll take a massive upfront investment to ramp up U.S. weapons production and build more ships, planes, and drones. Russell Vogt was on Capitol Hill for a hearing Wednesday before the House Budget Committee. His testimony jumpstarts the White House's effort to increase defense spending to nearly $1.5 trillion in the next fiscal year. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 72 points, the NASDAQ rose 376, the S&P 500 advanced 55 points. This is SRN News. Tech lords consult the clergy, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Anthropic, which makes the powerful artificial intelligence Claude, recently held a meeting with 15 Catholic and Protestant leaders. The company says it wants their help in training their chatbot and providing it with a kind of moral decision-making power. The Washington Post reports that Anthropic even asked the clergy if Claude could be considered, quote, a child of God, despite the fact that it, fundamentally, is a kind of machine. Michael Harrington reporting.
As Missouri counts down to an important vote in November, pro-lifers are taking heart from a new poll. The survey from YouGov and St. Louis University finds 47% of voters support an amendment to the state constitution that would ban abortion with some first trimester exceptions. Another 40% oppose it and 12% haven't decided. Missouri's been flip-flopping on abortion for years. This is SRN News. With the rising cost of meat, there is no better time for a meat raffle. From Minnesota, here's Donna Warder with a report.
At the American Legion Post 150 in Waconia, Minnesota, they're holding their Friday night raffle.
Lucky number 5.
The prize is meat, ground beef, hot dogs, steaks. The money goes to charity. Joe Gifford is post commander.
Everybody has a good social time. We serve up some food, and in the meantime, you get a chance to win some meat and take it home.
Meat raffles have been popular for decades in parts of the U.S., so popular that in the Minnesota legislature, there's a bill to raise the cap that charities are allowed to offer in prizes from $70 to $200 so that the charities can offer bigger and better cuts of meat. I'm Donna Warder.
More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.